Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Isaiah chapter 60 verses 1 and 2. It says, "Arise, shine, for the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee." What a powerful prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and how Jesus came into this world where there was gross darkness and the glory of the Lord and the light of Christ has shone upon us. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, we are grateful to the Lord of his great mercies, of his great grace that he has chosen us. The Bible records that he has predestined us, foreordained us before the foundations of the earth that we will be in the image of Christ. He has called us, he has justified us, he has sanctified us, and he has glorified us. He has chosen us, loved us, so that we will serve Jehovah all the days of our lives. So today, my dear brothers and sisters, arise, shine, for thy light has come. Hallelujah. Your light has already come, and the light of Christ is within you by the power of the Holy Spirit. Your body is the temple of the Spirit of God. Your life is the temple of God. You are the ambassadors of Christ. Hallelujah. So I would encourage you today, live as a bright shining light for Christ in this dark world, and let people know that Jesus lives in you. Let people know the life and the lifestyle that you lead is in accordance to the Holy Scriptures, that God will be well pleased with you and the people around you will admire you. Not only admire you, but they will want to follow Jesus in you. And so that's what is the call of the Holy Spirit and the season. And I know that we are fasting and praying, and we know that God is doing a beautiful work in our midst. We praise God, we thank God for that, and I know that God is going to work in each and every individual this season for the glory of his name. So be encouraged, be blessed. Again, I repeat, arise, shine, for the light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. So go with that strength, go with that knowledge, go with that assurance of the Holy Spirit out into the world and win many for Jesus in this season. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. Abba, Father, we humble ourselves before you. We acknowledge that you are our Lord, you are our Savior, our Deliverer, our Redeemer, our Healer. You are our Provider, you are our Protector. You are a great, good, wonderful, big God. You never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word is truth. Hallelujah. Today, Lord God Almighty, we thank you for this word of encouragement. Your word says, arise, shine, for the light has come. Yes, O God, we will shirk off every despair and discouragement, every form of disillusionment. We will shirk it off from our lives, and we will arise because the glory of the Lord, for our light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. And today, Lord, will be a marvelous day for all of us in the name of Jesus. I pray, O Lord God Almighty, I lift up the flock into your hands. These are your people, bought by your blood, filled by you with your Spirit. I ask for your grace and glory to abound upon them as they step out into their jobs and into their businesses in running the errands for the day. I ask for your glory to abound upon them. Bless the work of their hands. Establish it, flourish it, prosper it, because they are your heritage, O God. O Father God, you'll make a stark difference and distinction between the people of the world and the people of God. Because, O Lord, we are the ones who are washed by the blood of the Lamb. We enjoy the Paschal Lamb's sacrifice. We enjoy the Passover. We know that the angel of death has passed over because of the blood of the Lamb. And Father, we thank you. We love you. We worship you. We adore you. And we give you the praise. Peradventure, if anyone is sick in our midst, to Lord, I send forth your word of healing to flow into their bodies, right from the crown of the heads to the soles of the feet. I speak health, strength, vigor, vitality, and long life to be their portion. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. People of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.